In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In our English language, there is an interesting saying. If I say jump, you say how high. This is often used to mean, rather negatively, that one obeys someone's commands without argument. The truth of the matter is that we should not be so hasty to disparage such a degree of obedience, because it would seem to be exactly what today's gospel asks us to do. This gospel account has many layers, however, and we must pick them apart to see what this means for our spiritual life. Chronologically, we must begin the night before. Simon Peter and his brethren went fishing all night and caught nothing, despite their best efforts. This is not unlike what we encounter in our daily lives. We try to overcome an attachment to such and such things, to such and such a sin. We try to forgive and forget a transgression or an injury. We try to be nicer to those in our families after we feel bad for getting mad the night before. We might indeed catch a fish or two. That is, we find success. And sometimes we work and find nothing. This can leave us tired and discouraged. Going back to the gospel, we then find our Lord entering the boat of Simon Peter in order to teach. And this is the first step. St. Peter was in the presence of our Lord. We too, we must be in his presence. This is why we pray. This is why we take a moment to recollect ourselves in the midst of our daily work. St. Francis de Sales stresses this simple point, instructing that we should strive as often as possible through the day to place ourselves in God's presence within the solitude of our own hearts, even while externally occupied with business. Another important point is Peter's humility. When instructed by our Lord to launch out into the deep, he did not make excuses by saying that it was unnecessary, or did he lie to save face by saying that, well, actually, he had caught something. He simply said the truth. Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing. Peter recognized his insufficiency and the lack of fruit of his own efforts performed without Jesus' assistance. When we find ourselves coming up short in resolutions to grow spiritually, we can sometimes try to justify ourselves by saying that, well, such and such a person was being really mean that day, that there was a reason why we failed to do such and such a good deed when the occasion presented itself. But in response, like Peter, we should tell the Lord the situation like it is. Despite his fatigue and discouragement, Peter still said yes to our Lord's request. And at the sight of the miraculous catch, Simon Peter recognized what Jesus had done. In an act of humility, he acknowledged that this enormous catch could not have been the fruit of his own efforts, but by the work of God alone. He realized who it was who procured this miraculous catch, and in contrast, how little he was in comparison. This is why he replies, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." When we, aided by God's help, perform an act of virtue or overcome a temptation or grow elsewhere spiritually, we too should give credit where it is due. By recognizing how powerless we were before, we can have a better appreciation for how much God helps us in our life. Going back to the gospel, we can also find two interesting things about our Lord in this passage. The first is that he did not tell Peter, who found difficulty in fulfilling his livelihood as a fisherman this previous night, to simply go home and rest because he just had a bad day. He instead told Peter to launch out into the deep and to go fish, to go boldly and fulfill his calling at that time, which was to be a fisherman. With Jesus' aid, Peter succeeds in his calling. He has had, indeed, a successful catch. Finally, Jesus does not stop at telling Peter to continue his day-to-day job as a fisherman. He invites him to something higher. He tells him, "From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. In like manner, Jesus does not command us through the church's laws on a whim or for no good reason. Just as he asked Peter to launch out and let down his nets because Peter is a fisherman, Jesus asks us to be holy because it is our calling. We are created in the image of God. We were given the beginnings of a supernatural life through the sacrament of baptism, which we have received. This supernatural life comes to fruit when we enter heaven, where we will see God, of whom we are his spiritual sons and daughters. Jesus knows that our true end is in heaven. He wants us to not lose the supernatural life he has given us in baptism through our own sin. This is why he asks us to not sin, just as he asked Peter to go fish. And just as he asks Peter to dare to do greater things by calling him to catch men, he asks us to dare to be greater. If we have done good, he encourages us to do better. If we have become holy to any degree, he calls us to become holier. And when we are holy, he asks us to make others holy, to sanctify them. This is the heart of our vocation, whether it be to marriage, to the priesthood, or to consecrated life. These are the heights to which God will ask us to go. So, dear faithful, you could say that indeed God asks us to jump. More precisely, he asks us to be holy, just as he in Jesus Christ asked Simon Peter to go fish. We can and we should ask God in reply, how high? Because then we will know that he wants us to reach all the way up to heaven. If we have difficulty making it that far due to our own weakness, then let us not be afraid to humbly admit that to him in silent prayer. And then, as long as we jump, God will push us the rest of the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.